to the book of Proverbs. We'll be in Proverbs tonight. Proverbs chapter 8. Chapter 8, please. I promise I won't. I don't like to preach for long. Proverbs chapter 8. And we'll be reading from verse 32 and 36. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 32 and 36. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 32 to 36. The Bible says this: "Now therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways." Verse 33. "Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not." Verse 34. "Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord." Verse 36. "But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death." You know, in the day and age we live in, people are constantly focusing on having the next big thing. They focus on having the next nicest shoes. They focus on having the next nicest car. Or they focus on one day buying a nice, big, beautiful house. Now, don't get me wrong, folks. There's nothing wrong with having a nice car or wanting to have a nice car. I've always wanted to have a truck. I don't have one. I have a good Honda Accord. It takes me places and it saves me gas. Amen. Especially with the gas prices. They're insane right now. I'm blessed. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have a nice house. There's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But what the problem is when we keep our eyes and we just focus on material possessions. But what many Christians, Bible-believing Christians, fail to focus on is if they are on the right path to receive God's blessing in their life. And that's the title of my sermon tonight. How can I receive God's blessing? How can I receive God's blessing? It's good that you want a nice car, nice shoes, right? A nice, big, beautiful house. There's nothing wrong with that. But as Christians, we should desire to have God's blessing. God wants to mainly bless us in what we need and not so much in what we want. A lot of the times we just focus, like I said, in what we want and not so much in what we need. And we see here in Proverbs, we see here King Solomon, son of David, and at the time king of Israel, encouraging us to stay on the right path of life through God's wisdom. Do you know what's God's wisdom? It's this book right here. This is God's wisdom. And as a Christian, you should have the desire to stay on that right path that will lead you to God's will for your life. And not only will that path lead you to God's will for your life, but if you continue in that path, He will bless you as you're on that path. And with that being said, I would like to go ahead and take us into point number one. I have 3 points for tonight. Like I said, I won't take long. Let's go ahead and go into point number one. You may be asking, well, Brother Carlos, how can I receive God's blessing? Well, let's look at point number one. Hear instruction. Very simple. It's in the passage we just read. Hear instruction. Let's look at verses 32 and 33. The Bible says this: "Now therefore, hearken unto me." That word hearken means listen. He's saying, "Now therefore, hearken unto me." Let's keep reading. And he says, "O ye children." Is he specifically talking about little kids? He's not talking about just little kids. We are his children. If you've trusted Christ as your Savior, if you're a born-again Christian, you are a child of God. And he's telling me, he's telling you, he says in verse 32, "Now therefore hearken unto me, listen unto me, O ye children, who's that to? Us. And then he says, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Let's jump into verse 34. And he says this. Blessed is the man. I'm sorry, verse 33. Hear instruction. You see that, right? In verse 33, he says, starts off with, hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. We ought to hear God's instructions. Many Christians nowadays, they don't do that anymore. They don't want to do that anymore. A lot of times, I've seen, this happens a lot. You grow up in church, you don't hear God's instruction, you get out of church, you do what you want, and what happens? And I can't say this from experience, but I've had older men, married men, they tell me this all the time. Oh, Brother Carlos, I got out of church, and then I started doing everything I wanted. Everything went wrong, but thank God I'm back. I would suggest to you, Brother Carlos, don't get out. That's just how it happens all the time, folks. All the time. If you are a child of God, and you get out of God's instruction, you don't hear God's instruction, what God has for you, it's going to go wrong. It's going to go bad for you. It happens all the time. Every good Christian ought to learn how to hear instruction from God through the word or their pastor when he's preaching or giving you advice. Or for the younger people, they should listen to your pastor, your parents, your teachers. Point number one, hear instruction, he says. I have a really bad habit. I have a really bad habit of saying, I know, every time my father tries to give me instructions. My dad's an incredible chef. He's been cooking for years. He's worked at restaurants. He's a chef. He's good. Now he has a taco truck. And I don't say this because it's my dad's taco truck. I say this because other people tell my parents, my sisters back there, they buy food from us. They finish eating their food and they go up to the window and they tell us, man, those were the best tacos I've ever had. I'm not saying it because it's my dad's taco truck. I promise. I say it because he makes incredible food. And my dad, like I said, my dad's a chef, and he sees the way I hold the knife when I'm cutting vegetables or when I'm cutting meat. And my sister's back there, she's smiling because she knows what I'm talking about. She tells me all, and my dad's always telling me, don't hold the knife like that. And while he's giving me instructions on how to hold the knife and how to cut the meat, my dad's a chef, so he knows exactly how to hold a knife. He cuts pounds of meat every night, every day. He knows how to cut meat. I can't cut that good. And he tells me, "Don't. This is the problem. You're holding the knife like this." And while he's telling me, I'm saying, I know, I know, I know. Like a teenager, like a lot of you teenagers. Dad, I know. Mom, I know. The problem is, just like teenagers or a young man like myself, Christians say that to God. God, I know, I know, I know. You know what the problem is? The problem is you don't know. That's what the problem is. That's why God says, hear instruction. God will often put people that we should hear from in our lives. And it's important that you listen to them. Like Pastor. Pastor Schaefer is an incredible man. He's a godly man. I'm so glad I was able to meet Pastor Schaefer, an amazing man. And if you're here visiting tonight, you should come to church on Sunday and hear him preach. He's an amazing preacher as well. I am not the main event. Pastor Schaefer is the main event. He's an amazing preacher. If you're under Pastor Schaefer's preaching, I will advise you to hear it. That man preaches the word of God, and he knows what he's talking about. I was out with Bronson Eady, and he was telling me about something that happened with a Muslim, and he asked Pastor, and Pastor Bronson was asking him a question, and Pastor would just go to the Bible. He knew where all the right verses were at. I can't do that yet, but Pastor knows how to do that. God has placed Pastor George Schaefer in our lives as your pastor, as your preacher, so that you can hear what he's saying, hear instruction when he's preaching from the Word of God. Amen? And a lot of times, I see this happens all the time, and I haven't even been in the ministry that long. I saw it growing up. I remember I would see people from the church after church argue with my pastor about something and this and that, and they end up leaving the church, and then they end up messing up their life. It happens all the time, folks. Hear instruction. Hear instruction. Like I said, God will often put different people in our lives. And we ought to learn how to hear, how to listen to them. The Bible says in verse 33, let's go ahead and look at verse 33. It says, hear instruction and what? And be wise. And what else? And refuse it not. Be wise, he says. Don't think you know everything. Like me, when my dad's trying to give me instructions, oh, I know, I know. That's how a lot of Christians are. Oh, I know, I know. Be wise, the Bible says, and refuse it what? Refuse it not. Refuse it not. Let's go ahead and look at Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11, just a few more pages. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2, the Bible says this. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. When you're those type of Christians that's always saying, oh, I know, Pastor, I know. Or you even tell God, oh, I know, God, I know. There's people like that, folks, trust me. You say, oh, I know, I know. You're being prideful. You're being a know-it-all. And that affects you. If you don't learn how to hear instruction, you're not going to have the right instruction. You're not going to live well. You're not going to be a good Christian. You're not going to be a good follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to hear instruction. In Bible college, I'm still in Bible college. I wasn't able to go back this semester due to financial issues. But in Bible college, I remember, and it would happen every year. I've been there for 4 years now. It happens every year. We have a Bible doctrines teacher, an amazing man, smart man, incredibly smart. And every year, we always have a student that wants to disagree with Brother Oxendine, and they try to challenge him about a doctrine. And Brother Oxendine has been in the ministry for 20 years. He knows what he's talking about. He knows how to teach the Bible. And I had a friend, and he was very prideful. Prideful young man. And he went into his office one day and literally tried to argue with him about a doctrine. He thought he knew it all. He thought he knew it all. He got out of college, Bible college. He got out of his calling. He was called to be a preacher. I don't know. He became an atheist. He even wrote a book on it. It's crazy, folks. You see how pride destroys you? It just destroys you. You think you know it all. Hear instruction, the Bible says. Hear instruction. Don't refuse what God has to say to you on Sunday mornings, on Sunday evenings, when you're in your teenager class or in your kids class. Don't refuse. Be wise, the Bible says. Hear instruction. Let's go ahead and jump into our second point for tonight. Let's go ahead and jump to verse 34. The Bible says this in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 34. Blessed is the man that heareth me. Remember, that was point number one. Hear, listen. And then he says this, point number two, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. That's point number two right there for you, folks. Watching daily. Not only does God want us to hear, but he also wants us to watch. It's important to watch. He wants us to watch daily for him. You see there in verse 34, watching daily at my gates, watching daily for him. And then we see in verse 35 that if we find him, we will find what? We will find life. Jesus told the disciples in Mark chapter 14, verse 38, watch ye and pray. He says, watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. We have to learn to watch, to be aware. The Bible says that the devil is like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. He's looking for a Christian life to see where he can attack them and destroy their life. You ought to be watchful. I would like to say another word for that is be aware. Self-awareness is very important. That's something I've actually been learning in my personal life. And if I'm honest, there's sometimes in my life where I don't watch daily, where I don't really pay much attention to God or to the Bible. Sometimes I'll just read my Bible and I'm not really watching what God has to say to me, or I'm praying and I'm not really there. And there's been times in my life where I just don't watch in my personal life. And that's when everything starts going wrong. Has that ever happened to you before? You just don't watch? I remember a mistake I made a few years ago. And all that mistake happened because I simply did not watch. I was not watching myself. There was no self-awareness. I wasn't watching. I wasn't looking towards God. I did not have my eyes placed on Jesus all the way. And that mistake happened because of that. I don't know about you. I don't know if you've ever made a foolish mistake all because you were not watching daily. I don't know if that's ever happened to you. So my question for you tonight is, do you watch daily at His gates? Are your eyes placed on Him, teenagers, young people? Are your eyes placed on Him? We ought to place our eyes towards Him. Are you a Christian that's focused on the things of this world and not on the things of God? Like I said in the beginning, there's so many Christians that are focused on the materialistic things of life. But they're not focused. What does God want for me? What does God want for me? Since I was in high school, I've always wanted a truck. I don't know why. I was into the trucks, and I wanted a truck so bad. I wanted a single cab Chevy Silverado. I wanted one so bad. And I never got it. I never got it. I remember I got saved right after high school, and I gave my life to Christ. I was called to preach, and I never got the truck. I always wanted the truck, but I never got it. And I bought a Honda Accord 2004. That was my first car. I had to get a good, reliable car because I was going to college. It broke down my third year at college. And now I got another Honda Accord. It's a newer one, a 2016 Honda Accord Sport. You know, that was just God's will for my life. That's where He wanted me. That's what He wanted me to have. And you know what? I drive that thing all over the place. It's never broken down on me. My Honda Accord, it never broke down. It only broke down on me once. The 3 years I had it, the clutch broke on it, and I had to get rid of it. But my Honda Accord, it drives me everywhere. I get to give people rides when they want to come to church. I get to serve the Lord in it. That's what God gave me. And a lot of Christians, they're just focused on what they want. Oh, you just focus on what you want. And then, oh, that's what I want, God. That's what I want. I don't want this. You know, that want that you really want, it's not going to fulfill you. It's not going to bring joy into your life. It's not going to bring peace into your life. God wants to bless you in what you specifically need. That's how God wants to bring joy and peace to your life. We ought to be careful in watching daily. We ought to watch daily. We don't want to be like a Demas. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, he says, "For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world." Sadly, there's so many Christians that are like Demas. Like the Bible says, he forsook the Apostle Paul for loving what? This present what? World. For loving the things of this world. Are you that type of Christian tonight? Your eyes are focused on the things of this world. You just want what you want. You're just so focused on the world. You've pushed God aside. You've pushed church aside. And God wants to bless you. He tries to bring people into your life so that you could get close to Him. That will encourage you. But you just push it. You don't watch. You don't watch anymore. You just push it away. And you say, you know what, God? This is what I want. And you look for the things of the world. The things of the flesh, of the devil, that's not going to bring you peace, folks. It's not. God can't bless you like that if you're watching towards the world, the devil and the flesh. God won't be able to bless you like that. He wants you to look towards Him, watching daily at the post of His doors, the Bible says. Let's go ahead and jump into point number 3. And that's my final point for tonight. The Bible says this in verse 34. It's funny, we see all 3 points there in verse 34. He says this, "Blessed is a man that heareth me." Remember, hear instruction. That's in verse 34. That's point number 1. Then he says, "Watching daily at my gates." That's point number 2. Watching daily at my gates. And then point number 3, waiting at the post of my doors. Waiting at the post of my doors. That's point number 3, folks. Wait on Him. Wait on Him. Are you waiting close to God? Are you waiting for His timing? And you said, well, Brother Carlos, what do you mean waiting close to God or waiting on His timing? You know, we have the reason I ask these questions from different perspectives is because we have young people and older people in here, and we are all in different seasons of life. We are all in a teenager will not have the same problems, will probably not have the same problems as an older man. Okay? The teenager is having way different problems than an older man. But it doesn't matter. He still says, what? Are you waiting close to God? Are you waiting for His timing? Yeah, for every problem, there's a different question. Are you waiting close to Him? Or are you waiting for something? Are you waiting on His timing? There's a timing for everything. And you ought to do that, waiting close to God. There's been times in my life where I don't do things, where I do things on my own, and they end up horribly wrong. Horribly wrong. Make sure you stay close to the post of His doors, because when you do, we see in verse 35, He says you will obtain what? Favor of the Lord. That favor, that's a blessing, folks. You know, I want to obtain the favor of the Lord in my life. I don't want to focus on cars, on shoes, on having a nice big house. I remember in high school, I wanted to be a businessman. I wanted to make a lot of money. I wanted to have the nicest cars. I used to focus on the wrong things. I don't focus on that anymore. I want the blessing of God in my life. I want to obtain the favor of the Lord, like the Bible says in verse 35. For whoso findeth me, I'm going to look for God. He's saying, for whoso findeth me, He says, and for whoso findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. That's the blessing, folks. I want to obtain the favor of the Lord. I want God. I've seen marriages where it looks pretty. They got the house, they got the cars, but the marriage is all messed up. And then I've seen marriages where they don't got the cars, they don't have the house, but they have God. I'd rather have that than this. But that's on you. I can't force that. Pastor Schaefer can't force that on you, or another brother and sister from the church can't force that on you. That's something you're gonna have to decide. Are you going to decide to hear instruction? Are you going to decide to watch daily for Him? Are you going to decide to wait on Him? That's all up to you, folks. I can't do it for you. But there's been lots of times where I just want to take control of everything because I get tired of waiting on God. I don't know if that's ever happening. You say, oh, God, you're taking a little too long. Let me tell you something. God is not taking too long. He knows what He's doing. I don't know what it is that you are waiting for in your life. Maybe you're getting a little, you know, oh, am I ever going to find a wife? The young people are, they're always worried about that. You know, the teenagers, they always want to be dating and stuff. You know, they're always worried, oh, I need a girlfriend. I need a boyfriend. That's going to come. Mr. Mendez, did you ever get married? You did, right? It's going to come, young people. And that comes from myself as well. God's going to bring me a wife one day, and that's going to be in His timing. He's working on me. Just how God is working in your life, you ought to wait on who? On Him. Wait on Him, the Bible says. And you will what? You will obtain favor of the Lord. You ought to learn to do that, folks. It's not just something you do. Oh, I'm waiting on God. You got to hear instruction first. Okay, you gotta hear instruction. You gotta watch daily. And then you gotta wait for Him. It's a working progress. The same way, God is working in your life. Like I said before, He's working in your life. Sometimes you just feel like quitting, or sometimes you just feel like God is far, far away. Has that ever happened to you before? I know it's happened to me several times. I just feel like, God, where are you? He's there. He's just working on me. And I need to what? Wait on Him. Wait on Him. And a lot of Christians, sadly, when there's something going on in their life, or it's not going the way they had planned it out, it's not going their way, they get tired of what? They get tired of waiting on Him. And then what happens? It all goes wrong. It always happens, folks. And I'm not telling you this from experience. I'm telling you from people, literally men, or someone else that They used to be in church, they got out, and then they come back in. They didn't follow something around here. They didn't hear instruction. They wanted to do what they wanted to do. They didn't watch daily. They didn't watch themselves. They thought it was okay to play with God, the things of God. Or they didn't wait on Him, a very important one. Wait on Him. So let's go ahead. I'll finish with this. Let's go back to verse 34. And I'll finish with this. I'm going to read it one more time. Blessed is a man that what? Heareth me. Then he says, watching daily at my gates. And then he says, waiting at the post of my doors. Verse 35. For whoso findeth me. If you go looking for God, folks. If you go to the word of God. If you go to prayer. Whatever that struggle it is, whatever you're struggling with. Whatever that problem is in your life. God's going to be there for you. He says in verse 35. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of who? Of the Lord. Amen. So let me finish with this. Are you going to be that blessed man? That blessed woman? That blessed young man, young lady? You say, you know what, Brother Carlos? I'm going to start hearing instruction. I'm going to start watching daily. Or I'm going to start waiting on Him. I don't know which one it is out of the three that you need to do. Like I said, we're all in different seasons of life. We have young people, older people in here tonight. We all have different problems. I don't know what it is. Maybe you're in a season where you need to hear instruction. Or maybe you're in a season where you just need to watch yourself. Watch daily. Or you're in a season where you just need to wait on Him. The choice is yours, folks. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and close our eyes. And then after that, we'll have Mr. Dahlman come.